Hello, everyone. I have Rowan Defoe, child of Olivia Tompkins, presidential candidate for the Red Ant Party, here with me today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. Today I wanted to ask you about the plans Ms. Tompkins has for the schools in this nation. I have heard there were big plans.
The biggest thing we wanted to address was the food. Many schools lack breakfast, which don't allow kids who don't have access to that have food in the morning. Many school lunches are not edible either. We also want them to have alternatives, so because so many students have restrictions, and we just want to improve the food for students.
Did you have any problems with the school lunches personally?
I did, in fact. I got raw chicken several times, and I've gotten hair and plastic in my food.
Excuse me? That is nasty. Since this problem will affect what will affect the health of our students, what will you do to make sure kids are getting the food they need?
First off, we wanted to make sure the food we give to schools is good quality, and to get the money, we need to cease unneeded renovations.
You said you guys had a lot of big things in mind for our schools. Can you explain what you meant by that?
So the school system has several unfair rules. For example, if student A attacks student B and student B does not fight or they try to get away, both will still get suspended.
Really? Even if student B does not engage?
Yes, because they still technically got in a fight. I mean, I understand if student B fought back, but even then it's still self-defense and it's still justified. Schools also don't fact check, and they base things off of what students said, even though not all students were present at said incident.
Is that really?
Yeah, because it's really sad because students who just got attacked are innocent and just wanted to get away from the situation, but they're also getting punished just as much as the student who initiated the attack.
Could the students with aggressive behavior be related to the school's faculty?
Possibly. Since the schools pay teachers so little, they have to lower their standards in order to get enough teachers. Because the teachers are not getting the support they need, they are not able to give the students the support they need, and this can cause behavioral issues.
I didn't realize that low pay would cause the effect on students.
Yeah. People think that the kid doesn't pay attention or they don't get their work done, when in reality, like, teaching could be the issue.
Why doesn't the kid ask the teacher questions?
If you have a teacher and you can't understand what they're trying to say, why ask questions when they're either going to yell at you or explain it the same way you did before? The internet can teach you so much, and like student parents, they learn this stuff how many years ago? They don't remember it.
An easy way to fix this is to give schools more money, but how can you make sure the money is going towards teachers and not sports?
In order to upgrade a sports stadium or like a sports court, you need permission from the school district, you know, things like that. If we don't grant permission to upgrade the sports, but we give them permission to give teachers more pay, that will solve a lot of problems.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming and being here today. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Goodbye.